them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
As I embrace it, I don't give a damn about you or the world. That's the truth. For this, I could say I'm sorry, but I won't. Why should I? I mean, who the hell are you anyway? You can't stand facing what you are and what you've made. Yes, the world is a terrible place. Yes, cancer and garbage disposals will get you. Yes, a war is coming. Yes, the world is shut to hell and you're all goners. Everything's screwed up and you like it that way, don't you? You're fascinated by the gory details. You're mesmerized by your own fear. You revel in floods, car accidents, unstoppable diseases. You're happiest when others are in pain. So scared. You're like a little child under the covers. You're afraid of the boogeyman, but you can't live without him. Your fear, your own lives become your entertainment. Pathetic. I despise each and every one of you. You did nothing. Absolutely nothing. No brains. Power. No future, no hope. God, I'm not afraid, see? I make my case, I make my point, I say what I believe in. I tell you what you are. I have no choice. You frighten me. I don't want to hear anymore. Stop talking. Go away. What's a yellow belly? Spineless, bigoted, quivering, drunken, insomniatic, paranoid, disgusting, perverted, voyeuristic. Oh. Well, the hell with you. I don't need your fear and your stupidity. You don't get it.
Go! Welcome to Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm the Fote, and I'm going to be with you for the next, next 50 minutes. That was a really long intro song. That was the Mighty Christ Driver from Seattle with the song called Mediate off the Everything Burns LP, which was released on Profane Existence back in like 94 or something like that. And they are opening up for Doom on April 2nd here in Vancouver at the Astoria. So, check it out. It's pretty crazy. I don't think there was that much of a high demand for that band to reunite, but they've done it. And it should be interesting to see them play live. And April 2nd. If you haven't got your ticket yet, you should probably jump on it. There's only 200 made, and they're going really fast. So you can go to the Astoria and buy one from them, or go to the Zoo Shop on Main Street, like Main and Cordova. They got some tickets too. Okay, I only have a limited amount of time, so let's just keep pumping the rock and roll. This is a band that's going to be playing in Seattle on May 28th. For those of you who aren't fortunate enough to go to Maryland Death Fest or Chaos and Taos or any of those other really huge shows, Bolt Thrower, they are playing Seattle as well, May 28th for us poor folk. But yeah, Death Rate is opening for them. It should be really good. Here we go with Bolt Thrower with the song When Glory Beckons off of the For Victory LP.
Departure of the soul. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
We'll be right back.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
And in that set, you heard, starting it off, Bolt Thrower off of For Victory with When Glory Beckons. After that, Doom. Again, they're playing here April 2nd. I keep hyping it up because I'm so stoked. Doom with the song Sold Out, which is what those tickets are going to be if you don't buy one really soon. And Rapid Loss off of their brand new LP. Excuse me. Their brand new LP, which should be out anytime soon. They're leaving on tour in a week, so let's hope it comes out. Yeah, I was playing something off the test press, so I don't even know what the song title was, but it's going to be a full-on rager. All of Side B is just one song. I think it's like 13 minutes long. It's pretty crazy. But yeah, pretty stoked for that. Let's keep the ball rolling here. There's a show tonight which everyone should go to. It's a brand new venue in town called Jabba's Palace. It's going to be pretty off the hook. The show is Folkies from Japan, Mauser from Florida, Mundo Morto from LA, and Systematic from here. Let's hope that the guitar player from Systematic actually makes it through a whole set this time without, I don't know, breaking a fingernail or something and crying about it. Let's get on with it. Let's play some Mauser so you know what's in store for you tonight from Florida. This is off the End of the Line EP. We'll be right back. and that was Folkies, who are playing tonight at Jabba's Palace. You gotta ask. Whoa, excuse me. Guess I didn't press pause. They're playing Jabba's Palace tonight, which is a new venue in town. You gotta ask around for the address, and should be pretty good. That was the whole set of the show. You heard Mauser opening up the set with End of the Line. Systematic after that with Self-Destruct. Mundo Muerto off the Entra El Chaos LP with the song called Hysteria, opening up the whole record. And ending it off, Folkies with Hell Chaos Night off the Hell Chaos Night EP. And tonight should be quite the Hell Chaos Night too. I'm really, really, really excited for that. But after listening to Folkies, it kind of made me want to listen to more Japanese hardcore. So we're going to keep going. This is D-Clone off the Creation and Destroy LP, MKPF. Let's go. That was the Mighty Frampted off of the Under the Ashes LP. Getting all tangled up here with the headphones. Consuming shit and mind pollution. great Japanese hardcore band. Actually, that was a whole set of Japanese hardcore. Starting off was D-Clone with MKPF off the Creation and Destroy LP, which totally destroys. Check it out. After that, the Stalin, Stop Jap. Disclose off the Tragedy LP with Fear of the War. And Lip Cream off the Kill the IBM LP compilation. You heard the song Top Fight. And rounding off the set was Frampted, as I said before. I only got about 15 minutes left. Let's make the most of it. I'm going to play a brand new band from Toronto, Ontario, of all places. This band is called Absolute. And yeah, this is like if Kerry King was playing guitar in a raw punk band. It totally rules. So let us jump on it. Here we go. We'll be right back.
nosotros nos sigue humillando. Mira tu alrededor, toda esa gente está acá mentalmente. En Venezuela no habrá opción, entra y cita la televisión. Somos llorados por los del poder, quienes han pensado que seremos desplazados. Quieren ponernos bajo un suelo,
no lo permitiremos.
Hay que olvidarse de tanta paja, preocuparse por lo que pasa. Aunque tú no quieras aceptar que este país
se va a acabar.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Hey, Horace, give us three shots of your best bourbon. And have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can also find the podcast on CITR.ca, iTunes, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com.
Okay, you've been listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. We're about out of time, so I'm just going to announce the songs that I played in that last set. We opened with Absolute from Toronto with No Single Tear. That's off their demo tape. Needles after that from California. If it sounded suspiciously a little bit like Los Crudos or Limperist in the vocal section, that's because they share the singer, Martine. You heard the song Ugly World, and that's off their last 7-inch, which was one of the best records to come out last year, I think. After that, Fracasso, from Argentina. But the singer, Raphael, lives in Vancouver now, but they're touring Europe. And our dear buddy who lives at the Elf House, maybe I won't say his name, Jersey. Yeah, he's playing, filling in with them on guitar. So interesting little international hardcore there. You heard the song Heroes off of their 7-inch. After that, a classic band from Venezuela called EDR. You heard the song called Bajo Celo. Sudor, after that, off the split with Crimen de Estado. And wrapping it off was Generación Suicida with Mil Amores. They played last week at Iron Road, and unfortunately, it wasn't the most packed show in Vancouver, but they put on a really, really good set, despite playing with a really crappy cello crust band that I'm not going to get that into right now. Okay, we only have a couple minutes left. I'm going to end with a new band from Germany. It's kind of a post-punky kind of band, but emphasis on punk. This is the band called Diet, and the song is called Pick a Line. I was going to play something off the new Spectres LP, but you're just going to have to wait until next week when Aaron Brown will be hosting again. Anyways, see you next time, and stay punk.
All right, Alone, welcome to Power Chord. I'm your host, Metal Ron, and today's show is going to be a tribute to a great drummer who we lost last week, and I'm still reeling over it. It was kind of a shock. That's the great Clive Burr, a former Iron Maiden drummer. He was a big part of my life, especially being into Maiden in like 1980 and first hearing that first album and that, and just going through all the years listening to him, and then, of course, meeting him when they came here on the Number of the Beast tour. And they actually did an autograph session at an old store called Kelly's Stereo Mart, long gone now. But I remember that was the first time that I took so much stuff to get signed. It was ridiculous. I never did it again. But I was glad to have met him. And he was a very, very nice guy, very cool, and absolutely incredible drummer. He was 56 years old. He had multiple sclerosis, if you didn't know, and I guess it finally took its toll on him. It's really sad that in his last years or his later years, he was living in a wheelchair. He could communicate and talk, but he really couldn't move. Obviously, he couldn't drum anymore. So it was really sad, you know, also because I saw pictures of him in like 2006. And, you know, despite the fact that he's in the wheelchair and that, he still seemed happy and still seemed whatever. But that's what happens with these things. Sometimes they can just take you over and, you know, what can you say? So anyway, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to obviously play a heck of a lot of Iron Maiden because he was on the first three albums. But I'm also going to touch on a little bit of what he did after he left Maiden and maybe talk a little bit about, I don't know, some of the things about him. One thing I should mention, too, is that Iron Maiden had been doing a thing called Clive Aid every year as a benefit for him to sort of pay for his medical and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's too bad now that he won't be there because he was usually there at the Clive Aid all the time. After the band played, he'd usually come on stage and that. And yeah, it's really too bad. And although it's not metal, it is very important in the rock scene in general. Just before I get on with this tribute, I'll also give a tribute to other great musicians we lost in the last week, and that being, my mind's just gone blank. Stomp and Tom. Of course, Stomp and Tom, Alvin Lee, and Peter from, I can't think of his last name, oh my God. Peter from Yes. He was in the original Yes. Oh my God. Can't remember his name. How bad is that? Anyway, rather than make myself seem